This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas is putting a stop to its celebration of both Confederate General Robert E. Lee and civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr. on the same day. As Jacob Kaufman, with our partner station KUAR, reports, Governor Asa Hutchinson is scheduled to sign a bill into law at this hour to separate the two.
After today, only Alabama and Mississippi will still honor Lee and King on the same day. Arkansas has had a dual state holiday since 1985 when Bill Clinton, then governor, brought the two together. Arkansas's current governor, Republican Asa Hutchinson, has said after national tragedies like the Dylann Roof shooting and Freddie Gray's death in a Baltimore police vehicle, it's important to show Arkansans where their government stands.
Baltimore had riots in the streets because it was divided after a terrible tragedy. In South Carolina, the state came together in a time of healing, even after it set an example for the nation.
The new law will still honor Lee, though, moving him to an October commemoration. Arkansas's governor is hosting a ceremony to honor what he calls this landmark bill. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Kaufman in Little Rock.
Spring break begins around the state today, and Ozark Regional Transit is again offering free fares through Friday. The agency is waiving fees for the 14 fixed routes in northwest Arkansas through the end of the week. Pre-scheduled paratransit and demand and response services this week still carry a $2.50 charge. The city of Bentonville is again a Tree City USA, as designated by the Arbor Day Foundation. The city says it earned the title for meeting four requirements, including having a tree board, a tree care ordinance, an annual community forestry budget, and an Arbor Day observance. The city is one of 34 in Arkansas to match all of those requirements, including Fort Smith, Gentry, Fayetteville, Eureka Springs, Springdale, West Fork, and Holiday Island. The collegiate basketball season is over now for the region. Yesterday, the Arkansas Razorback men's team dropped a 72-65 decision to North Carolina in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Arkansas trailed by as many as 17 points in the first half before leading by as many as 5 points late in the game. Late last week, the John Brown University women lost their second-round game in the NAIA tournament in Billings, Montana. As basketball ends, baseball and softball continue. Yesterday, the Arkansas Razorback baseball team completed a three-game sweep of Mississippi State to open the SEC season 3-0. Up next, a Wednesday night game against the University of New Orleans at 6 at Baum Stadium. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith baseball team will be in Shawnee, Oklahoma tomorrow night for a game against Oklahoma Baptist. This weekend, the Lions dropped 2-3 against St. Edward's University in Austin, Texas. The next home game for UAFS is Friday afternoon against Oklahoma Panhandle State. And the Arkansas softball team, now 21-6, after taking 2-3 games this weekend from Tennessee in Fayetteville. The next five Razorback softball games are away from home, but Arkansas will return to Bogle Park Wednesday, March 29th, for a single game against Oklahoma State. This weekend, Chuck Berry, the rock and roll pioneer, died at age 90. Thanks to a pair of our favorite Arkansas music archaeologists, Sandra Cox Birchfield and Eric Johnson, we can share a couple of Arkansas connections to Berry. Over the weekend, Sandra shared a photo of the rock and roller taken in Fayetteville in 1959. He was performing on the University of Arkansas campus for a spring festival at the U of A. She also explained that Chuck Berry's spring 1959 performance wasn't the first rock show at the university. That distinction, she believes, belongs to Arkansan Sonny Burgess, who played on campus in 1955. And Eric Johnson, a former Fayetteville resident now residing in the wilds of Iowa, also shared a Chuck Berry-related artifact on social media this week, a recording of the fabulous Cape Brothers covering Chuck Berry's You Never Can Tell during a show at George's Majestic Lounge in 2000. The Cates lineup included Ernie Cate on vocals and keyboards, Earl Cate on guitar and vocals, Ronnie Uff on bass, David Renko on sax, and the late William Porky Hill on drums. Sitting The Cape Brothers performing Chuck Berry's You Never Can Tell at George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street in 2000, as shared by Eric Johnson. Our continued thanks to Eric and Sandra Cox Birchfield for their continuing effort to keep music in Arkansas of the past and present very much alive. And just ahead on today's show, more Arkansas music as this week's Arkansongs remembers Jim Dickinson. This is Ozarks at Large.